Good afternoon, group leaders. This is our sixth podcast for group leaders. With me today is Pastor Vince and Erin Bowler. I'm going to let Erin introduce herself and tell you who she is and what she does here.
Hi, I'm Erin, and I work at Grace Fellowship. I kind of have two roles. My main role is process and continuous improvement coordinator, but I also, on the side, kind of coordinate all of our mission, short-term mission trips around the world, and sit on our global board.
Awesome. Erin, one of the things that I know about you is you're extremely passionate about missions. I feel like every time we talk about mission trips, you can just see the excitement in you and how much you're passionate about what God's doing all over the world. So I'd love for you to share with us, what's the heartbeat of missions here at Grace?
Yeah, so the heartbeat of missions here at Grace is kind of threefold. We have the what for why we believe in short-term missions, and that is the Great Commission, which we're probably all familiar with, and we've talked a lot about this year in 2024, but essentially going and making disciples of all nations. But also the Great Commandment, which is God calling us to love our neighbor. So we believe that can happen here domestically as well as internationally. And that helps us like connect with our partners and come alongside them and work alongside them in both of those things, the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. Our why is obvious that, you know, we were unlovable and Jesus loved us so much that he died for us. So we believe in kind of making some of those sacrifices and going and helping and supporting, especially people who are already on mission. And then we also believe that the Holy Spirit equips us. So that's a huge piece of, you know, taking the risk or taking the leap and going. The Holy Spirit will equip us. And the who is all of us, all Christians. And I think Grace Fellowship believes that deeply. So if you can't physically go, then we would ask that you partner with us in prayer or monetarily. And I think that's encompasses all of us to have a role in that in some capacity.
Awesome. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about our partners that we partner with and maybe how many trips we're planning on going on this next year and what the criteria looks like for us to decide where we go and where we serve.
Yeah. So we have six main partners as of right now. One of them is Pastor Edgar in Mexico. One of them is Pastor Ezekiel in Nairobi, Kenya. And then an organization called Freedom International in the Dominican Republic. Roots of Grace, which is actually multiple missionaries sent from Grace Fellowship itself, led by Chris and Heidi Smith in Cambodia. And then Nick Smith through IFI in Chicago and Alex, who is through YWAM in Germany. And those are our main partners in the main places that we're sending short-term mission trips. And so far this year, we've sent 10 mission trips. There's one that's currently out in Cambodia on a medical mission trip. And then we have three in the fall of this year. And then in 2025, our goal is to have somewhere between 15 and 20 trips.
Wow, that's fantastic. Obviously, Erin, you have been on many mission trips yourself. Tell us about your experience with that and what effect has that made on your life and your faith?
Yeah, I mean, the first mission trip I ever went on, I was 16 years old, and we went to Costa Rica. And Costa Rica is not a culture that's so, so different than we are in the United States. But the main thing that I just saw throughout my entire time there that just radically changed my life was a different culture and a different language, but the same God. And the fact that, like, we are all built the same, that we are human beings still in need of a savior and in need of a king. And that is not different. God transcends culture, nation, language. It doesn't matter. As a human being, that is the core of like who we are. And that is what like draws us together. Like we are the same in that capacity. And that just like blew me away.
So how can groups get involved with missions and help support missions here at Grace?
Yeah, groups could actually play like a huge role in short-term missions or even long-term missions here at Grace. I would say that they could definitely get involved by A, going on a short-term mission trip. And it would be really cool for any sort of group to go together and have that experience together. I think that's a bonding experience for life. So yeah. I think that would be really cool. But if they don't go, they definitely could be praying for the teams that are going, paying attention to those that are going, and even spend some time learning and understanding the missionaries that we've sent or that we support and what they're doing and praying for those ministries. But they could also give financially to the people that are willing to go. All three of those things, whether you do all three of them or just one of them, really support missions around the world.
Erin, how does someone know if they're ready to take a step to go on a mission trip for the first time?
I think if you're a Christian at all, there is a short-term mission trip that you could go on. I do think there are some that are a little bit, maybe need a deeper or more mature spiritual relationship with the Lord. But there's a short-term mission trip for everyone. If you just became a Christian, there's a short-term mission trip for you to go on to ease into seeing a different culture and a different language and having a very structured trip. But there's also trips that are a little bit more led by the Spirit, per se, that would be better for a veteran Christian. But if you're a Christian at all, I think there's a mission trip for you to go on.
That's fantastic. Have you seen groups go together?
I have
so far here at Grace.
Not really a whole group go together, mm-hmm. but definitely people that are in groups together. Mm-hmm. Currently, right now, there are 3 of the 4 people in my follow group on a mission trip together right now. Mm-hmm. So the majority of that group is together. I am obviously not there. but yeah, I've definitely seen people in groups go together. It would be really, really cool to see a whole group go together.
Is there a need for mission team leaders?
Yes, there's definitely a need. Post-COVID, obviously, we started over kind mm-hmm. of cultivating leaders. And next year, having so many more trips, going from maybe about 14 trips to 20 trips, we're definitely going to need more leaders.
That's fantastic. So thank you, Erin, for your time and information about mission trips that we can give to our group leaders. Here's your action step out of this podcast. It's twofold. One, pray for those teams that are on trips right now. Like Erin mentioned, there's a medical team in Cambodia right now. There'll be more, as she said, coming later. And secondly, pray about going on a trip yourself. It's never too soon to start praying about that. Maybe God has that in store for you now or into the future. So pray for those things. Group leaders, thanks for your time, for listening. That's it for all of us for today.